What about the wooden boats that they have around here?
They didn't have any.
Do you ever hear of a
pirogue, you mean?
What's that like?
It's a little, like a little skiff, they call that. They pilot on each side, with pilot.
How does it differ from the skiff?
Well, it must be the same thing, the skiff and the pirogue. I think the pirogue must come from the engine, that word, mm-hmm. I guess.
What about the bathtub?
The bathtub?
Huh?
What you said?
Bateau.
Bateau. Well, I always heard bateau in French.
What size boat is that?
It's a big boat.
Mm-hmm.
And pirogue is just a small thing.
Uh-huh.
With no engine in it.
A bateau without an engine?
Yes. I guess it would have a machine somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Propeller that run. Make it go.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here.
Change-toi.
Or here, what your clothes.
Change ton linge, change-toi.
Or how would you say that in English?
Here your clothes and change your clothes, put on your clothes, you dress up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. I'm what gonna hurt you?
Well, I pas peur du dentiste. You are pas de faire de mal. But they're scared anyway.
Or in English, they tell them,
I won't hurt you.
Do you ever say, I ain't gonna hurt you? Do you ever use the word ain't?
Oh, they hurt them, those ants. Those little ants you did?
No. Well, you could say, I won't hurt you. Or do you ever hear people say, I ain't gonna hurt you?
Oh, I know what you mean, no. It won't, ça va pas te faire mal. It won't hurt you, you mean.
Uh-huh.
Ça va pas faire mal.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use, when you talk English, do you ever use the word ain't? Like, I ain't gonna do that?
Not often. We should.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of word we use in it, please. We just cut it short sometimes.
Uh-huh. And you'd never say that then? I ain't? You don't say that?
It won't. We use it won't hurt you.
Uh-huh. And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it...
Je t'ai vu dans la ville hier.
Or, no, it.
Et tu vas dire non.
Huh?
Comment tu dis ça? Repeat it.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it.
No, c'est pas moi.
Or in English.
It's not me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Oh, if she wanted to match something?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not often it happens. They usually take some shoes like that and bring their shoes to match the bag.
And say if you went into a store, maybe they had a new kind of cheese and they wanted you to try it. They'd offer you a free...
Not often it happens in Russia.
Or if they...
Something else they can offer to.
Uh-huh. Or they want you to taste it.
Yeah.
They offer you a free...
Yeah. But I never did taste anything like that.
And if a woman sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
Pretty. Very jolie.
And
la robe est bien jolie.
Huh?
You said in French, la robe est bien jolie.
Mm-hmm. And something you'd wear over your dress in the kitchen.
An apron, un tablier, we call that.
Just the same thing?
Yeah.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
A porte-plume. And plume.
Or in English?
A pen.